What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Okay, I was a little late getting back here. I apologize for that. All right, so here we are, hour number two of our program. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So let's see. I believe we have Jim in Missouri. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael, and thanks for taking my call. I'd like to set the record straight. I listened to Congressman Duke's show today on rent.
Yes.
And he had the organizer of the event on as a guest. Congressman Duke was there for the purpose of being a speaker. He was a guest speaker because he is in the middle of all of this litigation and everything, trying to stop the taking down of the Confederate statues and
okay.
memorials and everything. So that's why he was there.
Okay, good.
They would not let him speak. And actually, the people that have shields were part of the ones that were protesting the removal of the statue, because the Antifa and Black Rights groups were putting out threats of violence, and so their head of security said, let's bring shields to protect ourselves. And they were beaten on. The anti-protest, whatever you want to call them, Antifa or Black Rights, they came with bats and bars, and they were throwing feces and urine at them and rocks. David Duke got hit by a rock. And I'm pretty sure that the city was involved with this whole debacle, because they put up barricades right down the middle of the park where the rally was to be held. Instead of putting the barricades next to the street, they put it down the middle so that the people that were there protesting the removal of the statue, they were divided.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question here. Which is the group that's always dressed totally in black?
I don't know. It's on the tip of my tongue, but I've seen them before.
Okay, it's Antifa. I just got that from the control room. Those were the ones I saw with the shields and clubs, the Antifa, on the video that I saw. And maybe the other side brought them as well. But on the video I saw on Fox News, it was the guys who are always dressed completely in black, and they had these shields and these clubs. They said we're coming for a violent confrontation.
Yes, they did, and that's what they did. But the other side did. They brought shields only, no club, shields only. They were in a defensive posture the whole time, and rightly so. So anyway, but that's on rents.com. You can go to the archives for
okay.
David Duke. It was today, this morning, and you can go listen to it for free.
All right. Well, definitely we'll be doing that. Thank you very much for the phone call here. And we're going to let you go. And let's see. I need to figure out who my next caller is. Oh, okay. Linda in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello? Linda,
I'm talking, but I guess now you can hear me, right?
I can hear you now.
Okay, it just clicked. I just wanted to add to your recognition of these people gradually destroying our culture or taking it completely away. I was just looking at a magazine that was sent out to people the end of last month for a family fun fair.
Yes.
And it was held in Overland, Ohio, and I'm reading down the list, and here they have a committee to abolish Columbus Day, these are one of the organizations participating. A committee to abolish Columbus Day and rename it Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, that so one's been around for quite some time. That's been around for quite some time. Yeah, again, and it's right out of George Orwell's 1984. You rewrite history in order to change people's perceptions today.
I even saw a playground being named something. I believe it was an Indigenous playground.
Well, I don't have a problem with somebody building a new playground or putting up a statue to the Indigenous Americans. In fact, I don't really think they get as much credit as they're due, for populating this land here. And it's rather interesting. If you go back to Michael Crichton and his book State of Fear, he goes on a very long discourse that when the Europeans showed up here, they thought they were looking at a wilderness, but it was anything but, because the Indigenous Americans were basically caring for the land, and they would create meadows, and they would create these other little areas for game to collect in to make their lives a lot easier. We had the same thing here with the Native Hawaiians before the Europeans showed up, where they were into fish farming and building these amazing fish ponds all over. And the Native Americans did a lot that changed the face of the North American continent before the Europeans ever got there. So I don't have a problem with somebody creating something new and saying we're going to honor the Indigenous Americans. But I do have a problem with a group of people getting together and say, well, we don't think that this holiday or this statue or this monument should be here, and so we're going to have it torn down, and we don't care what anybody else thinks about. Like I said, history should not be subject to a popular vote.
Okay, thank you for the comparison. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Butch in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You said you lived in Seattle one time, right?
Well, outside of Seattle, North Bend.
Okay, well, the reason I'm saying that or asking that is I used to live in Seattle until about 96. And in the Fremont District, which is just north of downtown Seattle, they have a statue of Vladimir Lenin. And
yes,
it's about the size of a hand up on a pedestal. I wonder when the Antifa are going to take them guys out, seeing this, well, they're Jewish, and they started the Bolshevik Revolution, communism, and you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see exactly. I see what you're saying exactly. I'll go one better on you. You know, in New York City's Central Park, there's still a statue to John Wilkes Booth.
Is there no hypocrisy anymore?
Well, they put up the statue before he had that little disagreement with Abraham Lincoln, when he was a very, very famous actor.
Well, all I'm saying is we know who's behind all of this, and, you know, come on, people, wake up, all right? It's in your Bible, Genesis 27:40. That's where it starts, okay? Esau and Jacob's blessing. There you go. Start from there. Talk to you later, Mike. Bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I had some observations. There are a lot of people across America that are classified as white, that feel disenfranchised. They feel discriminated, and they feel like, you know, there's basically a war being waged against them, and I would agree with that.
Yes.
The thing about Dr. David Duke is, it doesn't matter, you know, who, I mean, yeah, I agree, he's got the baggage and everything, KKK, but the thing is, it doesn't matter who had been brought in as a speaker, they would have been demonized anyway. It doesn't matter, because the mainstream media, they demonize any white person or white group that stands up for itself and seeks just to look after its own rights when they feel like they're being displaced and put upon. And you can't win. If you're white, you can't win. If you're any other group, you can talk about your rights and look out for your own interests and get together and speak and have speakers and whatnot. But, you know, we also have to remember the same people that are demonizing David Duke and these people as white supremacists, and I don't agree with that. I talk to some of these people, and I think people would be surprised. They're really not white supremacists, and most of the ones I talk to, they don't hate black people. They're just about
they're being demonized. Being demonized and smeared for opposing the New World Order.
White nationalism, for the most part, is a defensive position. These guys feel like they have nowhere else to go. But the people that are demonizing them are the same people that did 9/11 and the same people behind ISIS. These are the ones that are orchestrating the demonization of white people that are standing up for themselves.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and again, we see the bias all the time. If you have Hispanics getting together and lobbying for special legal privileges and protections, it's called Hispanic power. When the blacks get together and they lobby for special legal protections and advantages, it's called black power. When white people get together to do the same thing, all of a sudden they're racists.
I don't think most of the people that went to the rally that would be deemed, that they're being called white supremacists. I don't think most of those people went with the idea, we want violence. But I think because of the history of the Antifa, and those are the ones that wear the black, black and whatnot, and people, some of the stuff they were bringing in, sneaking in as coolers, inside of coolers, they should not have been able to do that. The police obviously were told to stand down and allow that. And I hate to say it, but they were throwing used condoms, dirty tampons, containers, plastic containers full of urine, feces. I mean, these are very violent, very disgusting people. And the people that went for the rally, as far as supporting the Robert E. Lee monument, they took shields because they know what's happened in the past. These guys are the Antifa people are very, very violent. The word was they were going to be throwing some very, very deadly stuff. I mean, water bottles still full of concrete, okay? And I saw some of that in some of the video or some of the TV footage I saw. I saw some of the Antifa sneaking through the lines and throwing, bottles. I mean, you take one of those to the head, that could kill you.
Yes.
They go up with chain bike locks and sneak up behind people, hit them in the back of the head. If I had gone through it, I would have taken a shield if I could have got my hands on one and a helmet. But those are defensive. Those are only defensive. I'm not aware of any of the pro Robert E. Lee statue people taking weapons. I've not heard of that.
No, and again, they're being demonized because the fact of the matter is that if you took your average American. And you sat them down and you said, this is a piece of history. And yes, they lost the war, but it is a part of our American history. Do you agree with it being torn down just because some whiners don't like it? Most Americans would say no. History is our collective heritage. So in order to get what they want, because they can't win the argument through facts, logic, or law, that's when they resort to violence. And it's like that earlier caller was saying, if you look at how Republicans are handling the debate, they're talking, they're trying to make sense, they're trying to be logical, and the Democrats know they can't win on that particular front, so they resort to violence, and they've been doing it ever since Hillary lost that election.
Don't you agree, though, they were in a no-win situation as far as public relations, so what's the problem with having Dr. David Duke there? He's one of the strongest, most intelligent, fact-based speakers on our side, so why wouldn't we have?
Well, he's very good. I've had him on the show here and everything. And now that I understand that he's in the middle of the lawsuits to try and preserve that statue, well, then yes, obviously he needed to be there. And so the corporate media, again, they're not going to talk about he's part of the legal fight to preserve this history as our common heritage. You're going to say, oh, he's with the KKK, he's this and he's that.
Thanks for the time.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, and we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both.
Aloha, snack bar.
Oh, now you get cute, will ya? Okay, that works. Anyway, obviously this whole weekend has been an absolute whatever you want to call it, so I'll leave it at that. The research I've done or tried to get done and have come up pretty much empty or short or whatever the case is, I've been trying to research what was the intended purpose of taking down the statuary, for that matter, where it was being moved to, if at all, and if it was for improvement or whatever the case was, and that sort of thing, because you generally just don't take down statuary that's carved stone unless you're planning on moving it or possibly replacing it with a more updated one, perhaps.
Well, so, in this case, it's a stone pedestal, and I think it's a bronze statue. And, you know, what the people who want it removed is they don't care where the stone goes, and they want the statue itself melted down. They want it gone. They don't want it to go anywhere. They don't want it to be in existence anymore.
So it was not a matter of replacing it with another one or relocating it to a more interesting place of reverent standing or whatever. For that matter, it was just purely, okay, I gotcha.
Okay.
Now, I know a lot of people probably thought that, well, the governor was a real traitor or whatever, but you know something? There was several comments that the governor had made that was actually very legitimately true, and I was stunned to hear it.
Yes.
And a lot of people think that, well, I'm stirring the pot, and I'm just a typical, you know, whatever you want to call it. That's fine. At least to give me some dignity while you call me that. When he goes and makes a comment about indigenous Native Americans that resided here to start with, regardless of where they came from, and of course everybody else that arrived afterwards that are also immigrants and all that, saying that there is no place for hate and no place for violence there in Virginia where it occurred, I have to agree with him. Now, a lot of people I've heard so far say that, well, he basically said that white people should take and leave Virginia. No, that's not what he said. He said there's no place for violence and no place for hate. You know what?
Yes.
I have to advocate that thought. It doesn't matter what your ethnic background is, let alone what your sex is. I mean, I've seen white women there at the rally of video that people did of the rally, as well as men. So... And on top of that, when they had the fiasco about the young man that traveled from Ohio and did the vehicle deal down through the crowd and basically plowed a lot of people down, I'm sorry. It was very apparent to me that dude was drugged from his mugshot or whatever, unless he was drugged before they took the picture and so forth. But
well, again, there's one story that this guy was on prescription antidepressants, but also, again, earlier today, a video came on out showing he was under attack. He was driving normally until all of a sudden they started hitting his car with rocks and baseball bats, and he floored it trying to get away from them, and that's when the accident happened.
Well, the question is, then, did he drive into an area that was not marked as no vehicles allowed?
No, there were no signs. The crowd was in the middle of the street.
Okay,
they were on the roadway.
Okay, because generally when you have an area where there is a rally of sorts or a meeting of people, you generally have a roadblock of such to keep vehicles from going in. That goes on in any city, for that matter.
I understand that, but let me give you a hypothetical. Okay, you're in your car, and in front of you is the little sign saying, do not enter, and behind your car are a bunch of people with baseball bats and rocks trying to break through the back window. Are you going to respect that barricade in the front of you?
Yes, I'm going to go backwards, because quite frankly, they're hitting the wrong person.
Well, you know, you make a good point there, except that a lot of these people were off to one side and throwing rocks and everything. If there was an intent to go after them, it's a complex issue. But we need to be very careful that we have all the facts before we move forward. And right now we've got a corporate media that is trying to just churn this thing up as much as possible. Anyway, Francis, we're going to let you go here. We've got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back. We've got another caller waiting on the line. Boy, what a busy day for the switchboard. We'll be right back. Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phone lines here, had somebody wrote in an email saying that removing statues is the moral equivalent to burning books. Absolutely, absolutely agree with that one. And in reference to an earlier caller on the line, apparently President Trump has told Fox News that he is, in fact, seriously considering a pardon for Sheriff Joe Arpaio, which would be good. Get him back out there supporting the immigration agenda. All right, let's take a phone call from Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I just want to be clear about one thing. The most hateful speech that I've heard in a long time is when Hillary Clinton told the world via the television that Russia hacked our election and that she was willing to use violent force against them because of it. Yet that server that would prove it to this day has not been inspected forensically. That is hate speech. And I think that we need to stay focused on that. I know what happened this weekend in West Virginia was a tragedy, and we know that it was a lot of misdirection by the deep state, and we need to You know, we need to take that as a clip in the fourth quarter and keep moving on. We want the server inspected. There should be no excuse that that's not inspected yet. That will tell us who our enemy is. And it's Mrs. Clinton and the people that have funded her. And I'm sick and tired of it. That's what we need to stay focused on every single day.
Well, I'm absolutely, yeah, I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement here. And again, we're dealing with what I call the narcocracy. And it's all these people, the Clintons and the Bushes and the CIA and everybody working together with them, who have all become insanely rich by smuggling illegal drugs into this country and selling them. And they solve their conscience by saying, well, we need to do it because we need the money for these covert activities that we're engaged in that Congress has not approved, like the Nicaraguan resupply effort.
That's right. The crimes that they're participating in are humongous compared to the West Virginia protest yesterday, where they're trying to basically make us all look like skinhead KKK members. Mm-hmm. They're the Nazis. They are the Nazis, and it can be proven that they're the Nazis. All this other stuff, there's no proof. There never has been.
Again, you're absolutely right. And maybe the reason they were pushing on North Korea, as that first caller today said, was to pull us away from the growing fury around Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Seth Rich, Hillary Clinton, and then it got out of control, and all of a sudden they're looking at a real war, so now they're trying to pull back from North Korea, and they fan up this thing in Charlottesville. Apparently, InfoWars just put up a story where they've got a confirmation. The mayor of Charlottesville ordered the police to stand down and not intervene with this riot.
That's right. I'm sure that's probably true because the deep state has infiltrated every single one of our governments in every state, and all the elite people are the deep state, and they want to just continue with their evil ways. And we need to stand up and say there's evidence that we know of that will prove without a doubt that it was Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the deep state that accused Russia of something that they did themselves, and they're willing to be violent over it.
And they've already sanctioned Russia over this fairy tale, and Putin knows it's a lie. These people are literally willing to take this country to war to protect the lie that they told. And that is a really reckless, dangerous thing to do. Okay, Alex, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to take another break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before I go back to the phones, I got to fit some news in here a little bit. And apparently there's a story just coming on out now. The guy who has organized Unite the Right, okay, Jason Kessler, apparently was an Obama supporter involved in the Occupy movement. So it's the same cast of players. They're just flipping back and forth to try and keep things stirred up. All right, back to the phones here. Miles in Maine. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, another great show. Thanks for your good work.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a couple comments here. You know, it seems to me we had these statutes and monuments up for 150 years, and we never had anybody hurt. And all of a sudden they start this over the past couple years, and people are hurt everywhere. People are assaulting people at different venues of where these rallies are and all kinds of things. And, you know, I think it's basically at the feet of these social engineers, these socialist and communist sympathizers and persuaders. And I think a lot of it is mainly that, because, as I mentioned, we've had these monuments up 150 years and never had any trouble until they started all this. We're taking them down. So we have weak-kneed legislators and legislative bodies that allow this stuff, And instead of not compromising, they have, and it's compromised all of us.
Well, again, the goal here is to erase our history to make us easier to control, and it's part of the New World Order agenda, because people who have a strong sense of identity, strong sense of their heritage, their history, their culture, they're much harder to control and brainwash than people who just don't have a clue where they came from or where they're even supposed to be. They're even trying to get us confused over which bathrooms we're supposed to be using.
Yeah, and, you know, I think this altogether ties in with part of this having this open borders and anything goes and anyone
yes.
come over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one other thing, the lady that called in, she was incorrect. That governor told everybody to go home from the rally, the pro-rally side. He said he didn't want them in their town, and he didn't just blame it on a couple of the people. He told all white people that were there, and surprisingly, well, not so surprisingly, there were black people there that wanted those monuments, too, to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
And he told everybody to go home, but, you know, he's a Clinton guy. You know, he's one of Clinton's big cronies, so.
Yeah, I think we're obviously in a time of chaos and confusion. It's almost like the 1980s. We're going through a lot of the same stuff back then. Men dressing as women and all the rest of that other nonsense. All right, well,
Absolutely.
Miles, I'm going to let you go here, and we're going to go to Tony in Puerto Rico. And Tony, what's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Yeah, Mike, I want to be a little bit more optimistic, change the subject a little bit. I was watching the other night a documentary about JFK on YouTube, and it mentioned that six times the generals try to push him towards war, and he refused. Now, my question is this. Why did he refuse? Because of experience in the Pacific, or was he just a natural peacemaker, or both?
I think part of, a little bit of both here. I mean, if you go back and you look at the history of American presidents, you will find that those presidents who actually served in combat, by and large, want to avoid war. And I think the best example of that would be General Dwight D. Eisenhower, who was the supreme Allied commander for the war in Europe, and he became one of the most anti-war presidents we've ever had. He sounded the warning on the military-industrial complex. And if you look at the presidents who are all gung-ho to have a war, you find out these are the guys who got an exemption from the draft, or they got to serve in the Air National Guard and, you know, have a lot of fun flying jets around, but they never really had to risk that actual combat situation. Now, there are exceptions in both directions, but it's a general pattern that follows. The other part of it, of course, was that Kennedy was a peacemaker, and he actually did want to pull back from the Cold War with the Russians. In fact, at one point when the space race was cranking up, Kennedy wanted to call off the race to the moon. And he wanted to approach the Russians and say, let's just go together. It's going to cut the cost in half for both of us, and we'll just go up there together, and we'll plant both flags, and we'll all be happy. And, of course, the Cold Warriors around Kennedy hated that idea. They needed to demonize Russia and keep them the villain so that they could extract more money out of the pockets of the American people, just like they are doing today.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Oh, boy, a lot of phone calls. The lines are open right now, and I'm going to take this opportunity to get some news in there. Let's see. Article coming out of Investment Watch blog. Is there an obstruction of justice taking place in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation? And basically, they're going back to last May, where Kim.com posted a statement to his website claiming to have information relevant to the investigation into the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich. Kim.com claimed he had proof that Seth Rich was the source of the 2016 Democratic National Committee email leak, and he's willing to provide that evidence, and Mueller has simply not responded. And Kim.com is trying again, sending communications through his lawyers, but Mueller's not interested. We already know it was the Russians. Don't confuse us with the facts. Still a problem with leakers over at the White House. Now they think Bannon may be one of the leakers. And if you look at how Bannon was treated, I can imagine he's a little grumpy about what happened to him here. Story out of Sky News. People in the White House are working to eject Donald Trump. Again, going back to John F. Kennedy, he's surrounded by enemies on all sides. And he doesn't really know that they're enemies. And this is where my concern about his naivete, making the transition from business to politics, is really showing up. Because he came into the White House thinking that I'm the boss, I'm signing their paychecks, they will be loyal to me. That's generally how it works in business. Not always, but generally. Washington, D.C., completely, completely different. Everybody is compromised. Everybody's being blackmailed. Everybody's got secrets to hide. Now, a couple of weeks ago, the House Judiciary Committee asked for a second special prosecutor to investigate Clinton, Comey, and Lynch. And so far, no response from the Department of Justice. We're not interested in investigating anything other than Donald Trump and Russia. Don't bother us with all this other evidence. Now, as I mentioned before, I think we're getting set up for a little bit of a limited hangout. As you know, there's a report, some kind of a deal is being made with Hillary Clinton where she will confess to a minor crime, a misdemeanor, which would not keep her out of future attempts at the White House. And in exchange, the Department of Justice will end the investigation into the email server, as well as all investigations into the Clinton Foundation. That's a heck of a deal. And I think the only reason they're doing that was because of all the people who are out there saying, with all this evidence of wrongdoing by the Clintons, why the obsessive, compulsive focus on Russia and Trump? So they're going to get Hillary to sign this little thing and then officially end all the other investigations. And they're going to say, well, we investigated. We did investigate here. Look, she admitted to committing this misdemeanor. Now we have to go back to Russia and Trump and stop complaining about how we run things here. So let's go over to the war zones. A lot of stuff going on. Obviously, we are very glad that at least in some quarters of the U.S. government, they do seem to be very slowly stepping back from North Korea. Now, if we could just get Kim Jong-un to shut his mouth and not inflame things, we might back off from this a little bit. Earlier in the show, I reported this story where U.S. experts are convinced that North Korea's sudden improvement in their missile technology relates to rocket engines illegally purchased from Ukraine. Ukraine is now formally denying that. Who, us? We would never do anything like that. So we'll see what's going on. Over in Syria, the area held by the Syrian government has grown by 250% over the last 2 months. They are winning that war. And absent the United States finding some new excuse to go back in there, start flinging cruise missiles all over the place, Syria is going to remain the property of the Syrian people. Now, apparently, Es-Sukhna in Syria has been liberated. This apparently is the last stop before an actual attempt to liberate Deir ez-Zor. So they're making great, great guns here over there. Gains, rather, over there. Now, interestingly enough, Russia is offering a helping hand to Iraq to restore the electric system in Mosul. Mosul has just been absolutely devastated in this fight to take it back from ISIS. And Russia's coming on in and saying, we're going to help you get set up with a new power plant distribution. We're going to get you back online here. Now, U.S. officials are getting ready to start sending more and more weapons into Ukraine under the idea that this will put pressure on Russia. And again, it's a provocation. And again, they're trying to get Russia to make that first overt move. We know our government is desperate for a war. They're desperate for anything that will distract from the coming economic crash. The enemy of the American financial system is the Russian ruble and the Chinese yuan, and they really feel they need that war. But as always, they got to make it look like it's the other guy's fault. Oh, Russia sank the Lusitania. China blew up the USS Maine. Whatever excuse they're going to use. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military has been violating the ceasefire in the Donetsk Republic, and they've had more than 20 violations so far, according to the OSCE. Again, poke, 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 waiting for a reaction. Apparently, there's been another possible ISIS attack in Iraq. 2 U.S. soldiers killed, 5 more wounded. So what's going on over there? Well, we know that they're talking about redrawing the map of the Middle East because we can't let those people decide their own borders. And where's the fun in that here? And apparently ExxonMobil, the Koch brothers, Israel, are all pushing on Washington to partition Iraq and Syria, split them up into little, tiny, easy-to-push-around pieces. And we know that's been part of the plan all along. Meanwhile, the U.S. has just announced that they're going to build permanent military bases in Iraq. No big deal, just like we have in Germany and Japan. We're going to stay there forever and make sure that they don't think unpleasant thoughts about us. All right, we're going to take a phone call. John in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just want to say, basically, every race can, like, every person that's not white, you know, the blacks, the Mexicans, they can always talk about, you know, their pride. And God forbid, you know, whites basically, hey, respect us. And they're all called Nazis. It's a joke, you know. That's all, Mike.
Yeah. No, it's a very, very valid point. You can have any one of these ethnic groups get together and say, you know, we're showing black pride or Hispanic pride or gay pride or whatever. But white people get together and say, we're proud of our heritage. Look at what we've built here. And, oh, you're a racist. You're a white supremacist. You're this and you're that. And you're right. It's an absolutely hypocritical approach. Why can't white people feel proud of what they have done?
Don't be a racist, Mike. You're a racist.
What can I tell you?
That's all, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. You know, that's funny. I never really thought of myself as being white. I'm kind of a Heinz 57 variety with a mutt mixed background. All righty. Now, let's see. Yes, Netanyahu is out there backing partitioning Iraq and justifying it with a Kurdish state. What he really wants, though, is Iraq in several pieces that will not be able to stand up to Israel as Israel moves forward with Eretz Israel, the Greater Israel Project. However, it may not be as easy because apparently Russia is now sending T-80 battle tanks to the Iraq government. And Russia is saying they had a previous contract. There's nothing new about this, so nobody can complain. Those T-80s, those are formidable. Those are going to be hard to get around. Meanwhile, relations between Israel and Jordan are not doing all that well. And it goes all the way back to this incident where there was a security guard who shot 2 Jordanians. And Israel is refusing to investigate and prosecute. Jordan kicked the Israeli delegation out and says, you're not coming back until this guard is brought to trial. Now, Israel is saying he was being attacked. Jordan is saying, no, this guard just hauled off and shot people, which they're in the habit of doing, as you see down in Gaza here. Meanwhile, Israel's got another problem because apparently there's a new report out showing that they've got a big issue with desertion in the occupied lands. These Israeli soldiers who are stationed in the West Bank, they have a tendency to just go walkabout and abandon their duties without permission. So I think Israel's government has lost the illusion of having a moral right to be there, at least among their own military. Remember, this all goes back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War, where you have to have a military that believes in the moral rightness of what they're doing and a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of what they're doing. And Israel seems to have lost both of those, just like our U.S. government. has lost the illusion of moral rightness in all of these wars, both among our military and our civilian population. Now, do you remember that brief interval where Tony Blair was this Middle East peace envoy? You know, huzzah, huzzah. Well, the Sunday Telegraph is revealing apparently he was being very well funded by a wealthy Arab state when he was out there. And apparently Blair was getting funding from Abu Dhabi, which says, did this guy have a conflict of interest? Yeah, I think so. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, talking about the international scene in the war. Apparently, Iran's parliament have just voted to boost their missile production, which, of course, was this big issue with Donald Trump saying, well, this is not in the spirit of the P5+1. How dare they make missiles to shoot at us when we invade them? So the Iranian parliament basically has voted to boost missile production, and apparently emphasize the point by chanting death to America after the vote. Excuse me, I got something caught in my throat. There we are. Tehran is also starting to stretch their military muscle. They're getting ready to deploy some of their warships to the Western Atlantic. They're starting to do the same thing with the Atlantic that the U.S. is doing in the South China Sea. We have a right to go where we want to go. And it almost looks like Iran is looking at how the situation with Kim Jong-un and North Korea ended and realized that standing up to the bullying may be a better way to go. It's a dangerous game. You have to be very careful that you don't do something that allows the United States to justify an attack. But it's another signal that the American empire is very much in decline. Now, Mike Pence is down there touring around South America. Venezuela is a hot topic. Pence is defending Donald Trump's military threat against Venezuela. Now, again, remember, the head of the CIA 3 weeks ago admitted that everything that's been going on in Venezuela is, in fact, another regime change operation. So we know what's going on. Now, today, they're out there trying to fan the flames of war by saying, well, Iran and Hezbollah and the Russians are in Venezuela, and they are a threat to the United States, and that's why we have to invade them, because I guess they're probably getting sick and tired of all these people calling up the White House and saying, what business do we have being in South America? And here's where it gets really interesting. They're out there saying, we're going to have to militarily intervene and help the opposition overthrow, regime change, Maduro. And interestingly enough, the opposition coalition in Venezuela basically said, no thank you, United States. We don't want you here either. So even the Venezuelan opposition do not want a U.S. military invasion or military solution to Venezuela's current problems, because they're smart enough to understand once the U.S. comes in, nobody wins except the U.S. corporations. Venezuela's also coming on out and saying that the Trump threat of U.S. military intervention shows the madness of U.S. imperialism. And they're absolutely right. And again, anybody who's being objective, anybody who just weans themselves away from those red pills that the blue pills, rather, the TV's putting on out, we know who the aggressor is. We'll be right back.
The right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. aroutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.